presence, knowing that they are not alone. I ask that you grant them the courage to face challenges, reminding prayer. I thank you for the gift of prayer, for it is through this sacred communication that I find solace. When I pray, I release my burdens and allow your love to flow over me. May my prayers serve as a reminder that I am not in control, but you are. I trust in your wisdom and your timing, even when I feel lost. Lord, help me to remember that worry is a thief of joy. It steals my peace and clouds my vision. Instead, let me embrace the power of prayer as a source of strength and hope. As I lift my concerns to you, I pray for the assurance that you are already working on my behalf. In moments of doubt, remind me of your unfailing love. Help me to seek your guidance in all things, to run to you first, instead of letting worry take root in my heart. May I always seek your wisdom in every decision I face. Remind me that my understanding is limited, but your knowledge is infinite. Help me to approach each situation with faith, believing that you have a purpose for every trial and tribulation. As I navigate the uncertainties of life, Lord, grant me the courage to step forward in faith. Help me to remember that you are my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. When the waves of anxiety crash against me, may I find my anchor in your love. Father, teach me to pause and pray, to take a moment to reconnect with you through prayer, and to find peace amidst chaos. Lord, I pray for patience as I wait for answers to my prayers. In a world that desires instant results, help me to be steadfast, trusting in your divine timing. Teach me that sometimes the waiting is part of the journey, a chance to grow in faith and reliance on you. Father, may I use this time to deepen my relationship with you, to seek your face, and to listen for your voice. I lift up to you my dreams and aspirations, the dreams of my heart. I ask that you align them with your will, and in doing so, grant me the wisdom to pursue what is truly good and right. If my plans do not match your divine purpose, help me to accept that with grace. Teach me to let go of control and trust in the direction you have for my life. Father, as I pray, I also remember those around me, family, friends, and even strangers who are facing their own battles. I ask that you touch their hearts and grant them peace. Help me to be a source of encouragement and support for others, reminding them that they too can cast their burdens upon you. May my life be a testament to the power of prayer, that others may see your light shining through me. In moments of despair, remind me of the countless times you have been faithful. Help me to recall the prayers that you have answered, the ways you have provided and protected me. May these memories strengthen my faith and encourage me to continue seeking you in every circumstance. Heavenly Father, I pray for the world around us. There is so much division, fear, and uncertainty. I ask for your healing touch to mend broken relationships, for your peace to calm troubled hearts, and for your guidance to lead us toward unity and understanding. May we learn to love one another as you have loved us, finding common ground in our shared humanity. Help us to reach out in kindness, to uplift those who are downtrodden, and to be a source of hope in our communities. Lord, as I pray, I ask for the courage to be a vessel of your truth. Let my words and actions reflect your love so that others may see the light of Christ shining through me. Teach me to be sensitive to the needs of those around me, to listen with compassion, and to respond with grace. Help me to be a source of encouragement, reminding others to turn their worries into prayers. I pray for wisdom in how to manage my time and resources. Help me to focus on what truly matters, to let go of distractions that lead me away from you. Teach me to balance my responsibilities with moments of rest and reflection, knowing that even you took time to recharge and connect with the Father. As I conclude this prayer, I want to thank you for listening, for being a God who cares deeply for each of us. Thank you for the promise that we can approach your throne of grace with confidence, bringing our worries and concerns to you. May I always remember that prayer is not just a last resort, but a first response. Help me to go forth from this moment with renewed strength and a heart full of grace. Let my life be a testimony to the power of prayer, a reminder to remind myself and others that we are never alone. May I carry this message with me into my daily life. Don't worry, just pray. In Jesus' name, we all say, Amen. If you have to leave, Amen. Have a pleasant day.
Amen. Amen. Brother Barry, thank you for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you for bearing with me with the line's technical difficulty. Thank you for pressing through and giving us what the Lord has given you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. Believer's Declaration reads, number one, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Number two, as mature believers, we minister from our location. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to move right along to Sister Jackie Ross King to give us our next prayer. Sister King, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and let God use you in the name of Jesus.
Okay. My prayer is on disagreement. I have a couple scriptures. My first one is Proverbs 1. A soft answer turns wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. James 1:19-20. My dear brother and sister, take note of this. Everyone shall be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Oh God, let us pray. Oh God, you have bound us together in a common life. Help us in the midst of our struggles for justice and truth to confront one another without hatred or bitterness, to work together with mutual respect. I pray that you will help us to talk to our family today, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. May our intent be to heal, not to win, to bless, not to curse, to joy, to join, not divide. I find it helps to pray for God's vision of a person's process in Christ and then ask for grace. Generously hope in that vision. Dear God, thank you that you can help me to restore broken relationships. Help me to trust that you can restore what has been damaged. Where there is doubt, have faith. Where there is despair, have hope. Where there is darkness, let there be light. Where there is sadness, have joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be considered as a consoler, to be understood and not as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is given that we receive. It is important that we pardon. And it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Oh God, you have bound us together in common life. Help us in the midst of our struggles for justice and truth to confront one another without harsh or bitterness and to work together . Dear Lord, I need your wisdom and understanding to navigate this situation. Help me to see the situation from your perspective and not just my own. Give me a heart that seeks to understand before being understood. May I always remember that every person in a conflict with is also a child of God, worthy of respect and love. Let me not hold on to bitterness, but rather seek forgiveness as you have forgiven me. Oh Lord, your greatest command is to love you and to love our neighbors as ourselves. In this time of conflict, let love prevail. Give me the capacity to love even when it is difficult, to show kindness even when faced with hostility, and to remain humble even in disagreements. Let your love in me be a guiding force to resolve this conflict. Where love abides, there can be no room for lasting discord. So I pray, Lord, let your love flow through me and bring healing to this situation. Father, as I rise today, I pray that your strength, wisdom guides me. May your eyes look before me, your hands protect, your shield defend. Father, I ask you to strengthen my mind, body, and spirit today. When I'm weary, may I be refreshed. When I am worn, may I be renewed. When I am broken, may I be restored. When I am fearful, may I be faithful. Help me to change my negative words and intentions, transform them into ones that bring life, no matter what challenges are placed before me. Words of faith, strength, courage, success, confidence, trust, peace, happiness, and joy, and just some of the positive attributes I want to reside in my life. Guide me to recognize the power of words, that they would always give glory to you while giving me strength in your name. Always remember, God will give you your decisions, your directions, about your situation, not confusion. God knows the right time, the right place, the right person, and the right answer to your prayers. Trust him every time. I don't know how I'm going to make it. God shows up. Although prayers don't always give answers the way you want them to, God always delivers what you need. Be patient and trust God. Some days you will finally see, God, this is what I pray for. Today I come to you in prayer to ask that you allow me to fully release control. I shouldn't ask you to take care of something for me, then wonder if it's going to be handled yet, or if you even will help me. You are not on my time. I am on yours. Let me be confident in you that I just know with everything in my soul that when I ask you for something in prayer with faith, I shall receive. No matter how long it takes, your timing is perfect, and you know the best for me. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over to the prayer host.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you so much, my sister Jackie, for your liturgical prayer. It was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing God to use you in such a mighty way, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We're halfway through our prayer service. We giving honor and praise to God for those that are just joining us. We're lifting up the name of Jesus. We're interceding in behalf of our families. The first prayer topic was Don't Worry, Just Pray by Barry. My brother Barry. The second prayer topic was Disagreement by our own sister Jackie. At this time, we're going to look at what we're asking people that may be leaving if they could sow a seed. You can sow a seed. We will appreciate it. You can sow it at Bishop Eric Clark, $ Bishop Eric Clark. That's the Cash App. Or you can text the GIVE, text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. Give your offering there. You can also put in your prayer requests. Send in your prayer requests. We are praying on this prayer line. We are praying for everyone that needs prayer. So send your prayer in. And you can also upload your one-minute GPS. You can also upload your one-minute GPS that's guiding people to salvation. That's what we're called to do, help people to be reconciled to God in the name of Jesus. We love him this morning. We just want to lift him up and give him the glory and honor that he deserves. We thank our bishop and our pastors, Pastor Lenore, for this prayer line and what we are able to do. We're reaching the masses. And we thank you for joining us this morning. At this time, we're going to turn to our next prayer lead, which would be Sister Cynthia Horton. Sister Horton, are you there?
Yes.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jesus. Well, go ahead and let God use you. Let God use you.
And today, mine says, pay your vows. And I'm coming out of Genesis, the 28th chapter, starting at the 20th verse. And it says, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, God, for truly you worthy to be praised. We come before your throne of grace, God, worshiping and praising you for who you are. We thank you, God, for all that you've done for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, your word says that we have to pay our vows, God. Lord, it's a song that says, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. God, if we make a vow to you, not to man, but God, we're making this vow unto you, promising, God, that we will pay our vows. Then we have to pay our vows, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Jacob said to you, if you would do all these things for him, then you will be his God. And God, that he will pay a tenth of whatever it was that he had in the name of Jesus. And that he will go back to his father's house in peace, God. And so, God, we thank you, God, that you give us the ability, God, because you said that you give us the power to get wealth. We don't give our own self the power, God. You said that you give us power to get wealth, God. If you didn't give us the power, we couldn't get the wealth. And so, God, I thank you, Lord, that you give us the opportunity then to get back 10% of what you gave us, God. Because you're such an awesome God, you allow us to keep 90%. Of the 100 that you gave us. And God, then it's up to us what we do with the 90%. But you ask us, God, to bring it to the storehouse. You said, bring my tithes and my offering to the storehouse, God. That would you not open up a window from heaven? Because, God, we have to realize that the ministry has to go forth. Well, it can't go forth in candy and bubblegum. It has to be financially supported, God, that the man of God and the woman of God will be able to do the things, God, that you're having them to do in these last days. It has to function. It can't just not function, God. And so, God, we have to be a blessing back to you because you blessed us. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory for you giving us, God, not us giving us. But you're giving us, God, the ability to get wealth, Lord. And so you said over in the book of Ecclesiastes, Lord, in the 5th chapter, and you said, Lord, and starting in the 4th verse, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angels that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there is also divers vanity, but fear thou God. Lord, you said that it's better that we don't even vow. Because to make a vow unto you and not keep it is sin. So God, if we know in our heart that we don't have it and we can't give it, then God, we should not say that I'm making a vow to the Lord to give this and never get it. It's a sin unto us, God. And your word says it's better that we don't even vow, Lord. And so, God, I thank you because your word lead and it guide us and it tell us what we should and should not do. And so, God, I thank you, God, as we honor your word and we make vows, that you give us the ability to be able to pay our vows, God, in the name of Jesus. If we make a vow to you, Lord, we can't take it back. And sometimes, God, we stand up because other people standing up, and we stand up because they standing up, but we know we don't have it. And sometimes, God, people write checks, know that the money's not there. That's not good, God. So give us wisdom and understanding concerning what a vow is, Lord. That we'll know right from wrong. That we'll know not to stand and say, I'm making this vow of $500 and never pay the $500. Then we have to look to you. And we have to ask you for forgiveness because we know we didn't have it in the first place. But God, if we have it and we can make the vow and we can give it, then I know, God, that you would breathe on it, that you would multiply it over and over again because we made the vow unto you. An awesome God, a good God, a God that answers according to your word, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, because we know that you are awesome, God. We know that you care about everything in our lives, God, just like how we care about you, Lord, and that we won't be deceptive and that we won't do things that we're not supposed to do. So, God, I pray, God, as your people do make a vow, and I know, God, it's out of the Old Testament. And I know, God, that sometimes people say, I don't live by the Old Testament, I live by the New. We got to learn to live by the whole, the old and the new. Because your word don't change. You said, heaven and earth might pass away, but my word will remain forever. So your word don't change, God. And you just telling us to be right and do right. And you telling us that we can make a vow. Long as we keep it, God. So give us the ability, God, to walk by faith and not by sight, calling those things that's not as though they already were, calling it done by faith, sealing it under the blood. For you said, God, that your word should not come back void, but it'll accomplish what we send it to do. God, we thank you on today that your word is accomplishing itself in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And sometimes, God, we plant seeds, but we want the seed to come up tomorrow, and it just don't work that way, God. It just don't work like that. We got to let our seed grow. Because sometimes, Lord, we plant the seed, and we dig it right back up, and we eat it up real quick. And then we wonder why the seed didn't grow. Well, we ate it. We didn't give it a chance to grow, God. But let us know that, God, we giving unto you. We giving unto you. So once we give, then we're no longer responsible for that. see. We can't go and tell the people what to do with the seed. Then they're responsible. We got to do our part. We got to do our part, God. And so, God, I thank you that you give your people the ability and the strength, God. Because if you didn't give us power, if we didn't have the strength in our body to be able to go and do what you're calling us to do, it can't get done. So, God, I thank you for giving us the strength, keeping us in our right mind. Because you said those that keep their mind on you, you will keep our mind in perfect peace. So, God, we thank you for the perfect peace that you're keeping our mind in, God. We're thanking you, God, for the abundant blessing that's going to come upon your people, God. But we got to first seek you, the kingdom of heaven. We got to seek you. You said then all those things will be added. But we keep trying to add those things and then seek you. But you said seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Then all of those things will be added. So, God, we thank you for the things that you're adding in our lives as we're seeking you, as we're chasing after you, as we're looking forth to you, God, as we're studying your word, God, as we're seeking your face each and every day, God, because you're the one that covers us under the blood. Lord, you can't just be the head of our life. You got to be all of our life. God, if you're all our life, we're doing according to your word. We're walking according to scripture. We have to seek you like never before. Because you said, whom the Lord set free is free indeed. So whom the Lord makes free is free. God, we free in you. And we thank you, God, for deliverance. We thank you, God, for your word. And as we, God, seek your face and study your word, God, we know, Lord, that we have to give back to you because you are given to us. And so, God, we thank you for all that you have given us in the name of Jesus, because it's because of you, God, not because of somebody else, but because of you, that we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And Lord, over in the book of Matthews, it says in the 5th chapter, it says, again, ye have heard that it have been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thy oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, not our throne, but it's God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. So God, we got to keep our conversation. You said it. And let it be yay, yay, and nay, nay. Because sometimes, God, we don't spoke on past what we're supposed to speak. But you always make it a way. And we are thankful, we're grateful, God, for the doors that you open that no man can shut. And the doors that you shut that no man can open. Because you love your people so much, you always, God, intercede and making a way and allowing us to know and allowing us to dream dreams and allowing us to see, even in a dream, things that's happening before us, God, that we don't walk in blindness, but we're able to see. And we're able to see afar. And you allow us to know what it is that's going on, God. So we thank you for it. We thank you, God, for all that you've given us. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We're grateful. Even for the little things, God, we're grateful. And so I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor, because I know within my heart you're the only God that answers us according to your word. So you said, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You said, God, whatsoever we shall ask in your name, that you would grant it unto us. You said that your word should not come back void, but it accomplished what we sent it to do. I pray, God, on this morning, that your word would accomplish itself in the lives of your people, God, that's on this line. That whatever the need is, that you will supply according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so, God, you said that if we make a vow, we got to keep the vow. You said, God, it's better that we don't make it if we know that we can't meet the vow that we made. And so, God, I pray, God, that you will open up a window from heaven and pour us out a blessing, God, that it won't be room enough to receive, and that you will rebuke the devil for our sake that comes, God, to try to eat up our seed, to try to take from us, God. But you said, Lord, that if we don't do it, it's like putting it in pockets with holes. And then we're trying to see, where did my finances go? And it fell out of the pocket that had a hole in it. And so, God, it was better that we went on and was obedient and did what you told us to do according to your word. And I thank you for being an awesome God. I thank you for being a God that answers. I thank you, God, that every need on this line is met today. So I speak to every mountain in their way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You said if we had faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to the sycamore tree. What is the sycamore tree, Lord? Everything is standing in our way. Whether it be our health, whether it be our finances, God, whatever it is, tell that sycamore tree to move out of your way so you can do what God has called us to do in the name of Jesus. So I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor. I seal it under the blood. I call it done by faith. I thank you and I praise you for it. And again, Lord, I said I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host. God bless you, saints.
Amen, Sister Cynthia. Thank you for your prayer this morning. Thank you so much for your prayer. Hey, everyone, our mission statement, number 4, says, we are a people bowing to praise his name. Can we praise his name? Can we praise his name in the name of Jesus? Can we praise his name in the name of Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Can we keep our vow this morning in the name of
Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Can we keep our vow this morning to praise his name? That's our mission statement right there. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
We lift you up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to keep our vows this morning, Lord. We're going to praise your name, Lord, for you are worthy. Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for helping me keep our vows to praise the name of the Lord. For he is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. I thank all the prayer leads that prayed and interceded for us this morning. I'm thanking Brother Barry for praying. He said, anchor in God's love. You need to anchor yourself in God's love. He also said in his prayer, teach me to let go of the controls. His topic was prayer. Don't worry, just pray. So he said, teach me to let go and let God control. And his last bullet point that I picked up was, turn your worries into prayers. Turn your worries into prayers. Sister Jackie said, you got to let go of that bitterness, that root of bitterness. You got to let that go. Let God have that stuff. She said, help us in the midst of our struggles. She prayed for God to help us in the midst of our struggles. Sister Cynthia said, you got to pay your vows. She said, bring your tithes to the storehouse. Honor God. Honor your vow. Keep your vow in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for your contribution on our prayer service this morning. But we're coming around to the end of our prayer service. We are looking for prayer leads. We are looking for hosts. If anyone are interested in being a host or a prayer lead, all you have to do is call Pastor Lenore and leave a message at 216-475-6327, and she will get back with you in the name of Jesus. Well, this is coming around to my turn. I'm Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your last prayer lead. It's my birthday today, everyone. Thank you, Jesus, for all you birthday, October birthday. I want to wish you a happy birthday today. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be 64 today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I guess I'm going to pray for whatever on my heart. That's my topic. I can pray for whatever on my heart. And my scripture reading will be coming from 2 Corinthians 10th chapter, the 5th verse, and it reads, casting down imaginations and every high thing. That's from the King James Version. The New International Version reads, we demolish arguments and every pretension that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. My second scripture will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, the 9th verse, and it reads, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and sanctify it in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you right now this morning for being our good shepherd, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making us your sheep. Hallelujah. And putting us in green pastures this morning, Lord. Help us to hear your voice, Lord. Help us to know your voice this morning, Lord. Lord, we don't want to follow nobody else but you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the relationship that you've given us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for changing our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us to have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to have the spirit of obedience this morning, Lord. Allow us to magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Clear up our voices, Lord, so you can make us to say your words clearly this morning, Lord. Take the gargle out of our throats, Lord Jesus, that we can say it clear to the people, that we can make it known who you are, Lord. Help us to speak boldly, Lord Jesus, wherever we go, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord Jesus. We give you all the honor, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name this morning, Lord. We say, have your way, Lord, in our lives on this prayer line, Lord. Wherever we are, Lord, whatever state we're in, Lord Jesus, let us be bold for you, Lord Jesus. Let us speak boldly, Lord, of your conquerors, Lord, your victories, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for allowing us today, Lord. We can pray for the sick this morning, Lord Jesus. We can pray for them, Lord. We can ask you to heal them, Lord Jesus. You've given us the power in our hearts, Lord Jesus, in our mouth, Lord Jesus. And we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray for mental healing, Lord. We pray for physical healing over our people, Lord. And above all, we pray for spiritual healing today, Lord Jesus. Save those that are lost, Lord Jesus, and our families, Lord. Save our children and our grandchildren, Lord. Lord, we need you to show up, Lord, and show out for us this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for those that are on our prayer list, Lord. And we're asking prayer for them, Lord. For those that are in the nursing homes, Lord. For those that are in the rehabilitation centers, Lord. We're asking prayers for those that are in Africa, our churches in Africa. Pastor Pay, Pastor Matthew Woa, Lord. We're asking prayer for you, prayer for them, Lord Jesus. Give them what they need financially, Lord. And cap your angels around them, Lord. Protect them from any harm and danger, Lord, over there in Africa, Lord Jesus. We're praying for Keisha Horton, her health, Lord. Whatever going on with her health, Lord, we ask them for healing, Lord Jesus. We're praying for Ayana's breathing. Help her to breathe, Lord. Help that situation, Lord Jesus. Help the doctors to find out what's going on with her. Or just do a miracle and just wipe it away in Jesus' name. We're praying for all the children, Lord. All over this world, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Keep them, protect them, Lord. Don't let them predators get them, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord. Put the right seed down on the inside of them, Lord. Don't let them go to Disney, Lord. Don't let the devil take them, Lord. Don't let them trick them, Lord Jesus, with all these illusions and things that's on these video games, Lord. Show them the truth, Jesus. Show them, Lord, your presence. Save them, Jesus, before you come, Lord. Fill them with your spirit, Lord, that they may prophesy, that they may speak in tongues, Lord Jesus, that they may know you and be strong in you, Jesus. Help the family, help the mothers and the fathers, teach them what they're supposed to know, Jesus. And watch out for what they need to watch out for. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying for Honesty and Therese and Jamestead and Clinton and our own brother Bernard, who's in recovery from surgery. We're praying for my coworker Johnny and Genesis and Delavia. We're praying for my cousin, who's out there on drugs and alcohol, is going through a rehabilitation center right now. We pray for all those that are on drugs and alcohol. Help them, Lord. Bring deliverance to them, Jesus, as only you can, Lord. We need you, Lord Jesus.
Help us today, Lord Jesus, to put aside all worldly lust, Lord. Help us to fast more often, Jesus. We are praying for all our government officials. We are praying for a peaceful transition of power, Lord. Don't let no election tampering go forth, Lord Jesus. Let it go smooth, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Oh, God, help us this morning, Lord Jesus. Help our church leaders, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our church leader. We thank you for our bishop this morning, Lord. We thank you for his integrity, Lord Jesus. We don't have to wonder, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that we're under good leadership. Thank you, Jesus, for everyone on this prayer line, Lord. Thank you for touching our hearts this morning together, Lord, to touch and agree, Lord. Thank you for being in the midst, Lord Jesus. Thank you for helping us to be your ambassadors, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Purge our minds, Lord, from dead works. Help us to shun the very appearance of evil, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. In the name of Jesus, I ask it to be done, Lord. In your mighty name, Lord, saturate us with your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us to overcome evil with good, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We plead your blood right now, Lord, over this prayer line, over the world, Lord Jesus. Over every country, state, Lord, every nation, Lord, we plead your blood, Lord. We bind up the enemy right now. We bind him up in everything that he's trying to do in this world, Jesus. You given us the victory and the power, Lord. You given us the power to command angels. We can dispatch them, Lord. We dispatch them right now, Lord. In your name, Lord. Have your way today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your miracles, Lord. Thank you for breaking the chains, Lord. Giving us freedom to walk in you, Lord. Giving us a made up mind, Lord, to serve you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can give honor to those that needs to be given honor to, Lord. It's Pastor's Appreciation Month. And we thank you for our pastors. We thank you for our bishop, Lord Jesus. Help us to show appreciation to him today, Lord. Throughout this week, Lord, throughout this month, Lord. Give us a spirit of giving today, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. I can go on, Lord Jesus, but we're coming to the close of this prayer service, Lord. And we're going to have to let you go now. Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark is coming on YouTube at 9 o'clock. We're asking everyone that can to join in and get the word of God that strengthens us daily, that allow us to be more like him. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. Thank amen. You, Lord.
Happy birthday, Minister.
Happy Amen. Birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is good.
Day.
64 today. Hallelujah.
64 years
Thank
young.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Still All a right. young man.
Yeah. All right, Bishop Clark will be coming on in 1 minute. If you can tune in, please do. If not, go back and get the word. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God will endure forever. In Jesus' name, God bless you.